the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Hello, I am Brandt. Sherry is here too. She's the show's producer. We asked people to describe the show for those of you who like are new to it. And this is from Rhonda. She said, it's delightfully awkward.
Would that describe you in high school?
Me?
Yeah.
I thought she was talking about
She's talking about the show, but you thought she was talking about me?
I'm pretty smooth. I mean, honestly, at this point, I realize I have been awkward.
Sure, in the past.
In the past, but I've overcome a lot of that.
When?
This morning.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, you know what I realized? Maybe you can relate to this. If I think I'm valuable because I'm a good person, if I think that that's why, and look, this is how people generally think. I mean, we all kind of default to that. Mm-hmm. I'm a good person. I'm valuable. I'm pretty good overall. Look at, you know, I either have to fool myself or I have to be depressed when I realize I'm not a good person. So I must not be valuable.
Yeah.
So then my self-esteem is all over the place. Or I have to fool myself into no matter what I've done, I'm still a good person. I'm still good. Yeah, but you, look what you did. You robbed 18 banks and then you injured 4,000 people. And you, yeah, but you know, you got to understand where, you know, my background, I'm still, we justify everything. Most of us go a long time fooling ourselves, trying to think, well, I'm really a good person. And Jesus doesn't have any of it. He will not have any of that argument. Like, he says, none of us are good. But the upside, here's the great thing. Flip side. I'm loved, I'm valuable, but it's not because I'm a good person. I mean, once I kind of unlink those things, it's really incredibly freeing, like to realize God actually loves me, not because of me at all, but because that's just who he is. That's how he operates. Very cool indeed. Somebody posted a picture on my Facebook page of a very hip cafe where they suspend accordions from the ceiling.
What?
Yeah, that's like their decor. So it's kind of
real accordions?
Yeah, real accordions are suspended.
Sounds like it'd be dangerous, but okay.
Well, yeah, at least I thought it was cool to start myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at how high the ceiling is.
Okay.
Okay, so it's 15 feet high. And as somebody who plays the accordion,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, so these are out of reach.
Yes.
And I looked in the photo. I looked closely. Like, is there a ladder here somewhere? No.
No. So they are clearly for looking. And that, and I'm not kept, necessarily.
Like, I could jump up and down and not be able to even touch one of these.
I'm not against
like
that.
It's like they're dangling them in front of those of us who can play, but not. They don't. They've taken accordions basically out of.
Mm-hmm. Out of reach.
Out of reach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I can't help but feel. I'm just being honest. I can't help but feel like that was deliberate.
Yeah. Where is this cafe? I'd like to like a sandwich there.
You want to patronize them because they hate us? Wow, Sherry. So interesting question about romance. I saw this thing on a website about how there are certain things that women will identify. Mm-hmm. I was trying to help my single brethren.
Okay.
They identify. They're just like, I'm done. You know, nope.
Oh, when a woman's on a date, you mean?
Yeah, like the first time you meet or something like that. And I wanted to get your opinion on something that they had written. Who's on the phone with us?
Angel's on the phone
said,
with us.
It said, if you laugh too loudly or are over complimentary or turn up with a poem in hand, it's telling guys, you can forget about having a second date. And that stung me a little bit because I was like, turn up with a poem in hand. Would you be, like if a guy comes to a first date and he's got a poem? Is that instantly?
Mm. I would think that was kind of sweet, depending on what was in the poem.
Yeah, can we get a couple lines of it?
Angel, you are my angel. With silken wings, you fly to the doors of my heart.
Oh.
Something like that.
Angel?
I think I kind of want the fence on that one.
It's just got to be good poetry.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Let's make a sincere effort. I took my mom to her senior aquatics class at the gym.
Yeah.
And so I was waiting there for her, and a trainer guy came up, and we were talking, and he said, what do you do? And you know how it is. You never want to be like, I'm on the radio. So
no.
I'm just like broadcasting. Then finally we got to radio. And he's like, oh, my goodness, you're the person I want to talk to. How do I get my music on the radio? And so we're talking, and he's young. You'd think he was 20, 21. And halfway through the conversation, I said to him, what are you asking me? Are you asking me how to be successful? Are you asking me how to be famous?
Right. Great. This is good.
So I said, because success, you can define that. I said, but fame, you don't have to be a good singer to be famous. Just record yourself doing something ridiculous, put it on social media. And I said, but what I will tell you is that's empty. But it sounds like, because he was saying, how do I get people to know who I am? How do I get people? And I said, you're asking for fame. And I'll be honest with you, in my opinion, you're asking for something very hollow.
I think it's awesome because you asked him a question. Like, people are more receptive. So how did he take that, though?
He seemed like he was taking it all in and appreciating it. But I told him, you're smiling at me now, but I want you to know when I was your age, I would have never accepted any of this. So if you're not accepting it, I understand why you're not accepting it. Yeah.
We all have to learn this. You know what a bug zapper is?
Yes.
Oh, I love those things.
Why?
Oh. It's probably not okay.
Just the sound of it or just the
Well, you know,
overall?
I love animals, but there's a point. I'm not into insects.
Right.
And this probably isn't right. I bring this up because it was in the news of neighbors suing another neighbor because the bug zapper's too loud.
Mm-hmm.
I sit there and I hear that every time. I'm like, yes.
Got another one.
Yeah. Then you'll hear a real loud one. It's like, oh, you got a big one.
You're right. That's not okay.
I don't like mosquitoes and stuff like that. So I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Sit there all night long. My wife's like, what? Why is this so fun? Yeah! Woo! Big fan of questions. We're just talking about how if you want to relate to somebody, ask them questions. Not just like if you first meet them, but someone had come up to Sherry, hey, I want to get my song on the radio and I want to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Now, why is that? And do you want to be famous? Or what really is the goal here? That's always so interesting because people will so rarely have their minds changed by making declaratory statements to them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's really what you've done here is done something false. And ultimately, you're going to find out that this is the wrong way.
That's not necessarily helpful.
No.
Yeah.
But if you ask them clarifying questions Socratically, very engaging to people.
Because a lot of people haven't even talked it out.
They haven't thought about it.
Yeah, and it's good sometimes for them to hear themselves say something.
Totally.
And you're like, oh, wow, I didn't even know I thought that. So.
Totally, and it's received usually really well.
It's less fun for us because we don't get to preach.
Right, and I know, totally. You know, I don't know if you saw this in the news. There's a new AI, there's a new artificial intelligence just for arguing.
Okay.
And you can argue with the computer.
Oh.
So I can't wait for that. That'll be my... That's where I'll get my fun, where I can just win.
Nice.
But with people, I have to ask questions. This weekend, I saw, ladies and gentlemen, I saw, this is saying something, a tweet that I think, seriously, is the worst tweet of all time. And I mean it.
That is saying something.
Like, this is not easy. There's a lot of bad tweets.
There are,
by the second. Showing up in my timeline.
Okay.
And but this one at all, I just happened to catch it. Totally serious. I think it's the worst tweet I've ever. I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Okay.
But it's somebody who was wearing a clothes that would indicate I'm clergy.
Okay.
In the photo.
Mm-hmm.
And it said if heaven's going to have these people in it, X, and he explained the group.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take my chances with hell.
Oh, no.
And it got retweeted 13,000 times, and it was, he picked out a certain group of Christians he doesn't like. Because of politics, I guess, or something.
Right.
But I really thought, I honestly think that's the worst tweet you could ever tweet. And I'm not telling you his name because it's not my point to embarrass somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But just based on what Jesus was saying, about, he's like, two guys, one guy's like, Lord, thank you that I'm not like them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, that guy does not understand the kingdom of God. And that is judgment. Like, if you're saying, I don't want those people to be in heaven, whoever, you could substitute anybody in that blank.
Yes.
The worst people, the worst criminals, the worst whatever, if you have anything in that blank, I don't want them to be in heaven. I'd rather be separated from God than be with those people. Like, That's maybe the worst thing you could say. I don't know. I'm just thinking off the top of my head, but that may be the worst possible thing. Well, very interesting indeed. There's been another challenge that has been thrown down. You look, I'm minding my own business, all right? Mm-hmm. And this was on Facebook.
I know.
Danny.
I saw this challenge. This challenge is legit, but this challenge has only come about because of the numerous fake challenges
Danny
we had.
Danny Plummer has challenged me. He said, Brant, I love the show. Been a podcast listener, too, for a couple years now. Mm-hmm. I triple dog dare you to try and sing Jump by Van Halen while you accompany yourself with the flute.
Oh, Danny, why? Why, Danny?
I will add a caveat. I don't know what this song is about.
Okay.
Okay. And
I don't either.
I remember having a youth minister that said it was bad.
Okay.
And I don't.
Really?
I've never pieced it, even since then.
Something tell me Mr. Halen doesn't even really know, but.
Mr. Halen.
But we'll move on.
Mr. Halen. Yeah,
okay.
But yeah, yeah.
All right.
Might as well jump. Might as well jump. Wait. Nailed it.
Okay, there you go, Danny.
Boom.
Thanks so much
in
for
your eye,
comments.
Danny Plummer.
Guys, I'd like to turn to the listener now and say, please, let's not start
that
this.
That was really awesome, Danny. Thanks for the challenge.
So I'm watching Luke Cage, and it's dealing a lot with anger. I like Marvel Comics, as most people know. So I like...
most people do.
Yeah. And it's dealing a lot with anger and unforgiveness. Huh. And what happens when you hold on to it.
Huh.
And you think, like, he's a superhero, obviously, and you think that you can use it to in your pursuit of justice. And his girlfriend is trying to tell him, no, it's turning you into another person. Even though you're still doing these, quote unquote, good things, you're doing it for the wrong reason. And it's changing who you are, fundamentally who you are. And it was kind of shocking to hear people actually embrace that.
That's great.
And all of the characters are dealing with that on some level. Like every character is dealing with, okay, I have this baggage of my past and it's influencing everything in front of me. And you have the option of either holding on to it. And then we watch those people break down as opposed to the people who let it go and watch their kind of freedom and liberation. It's really good.
It is great. And even the idea that you can do good things for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that matters.
Or that anger doesn't change you. Because that's what he's like, I'm a man. I'm angry. And she's like, you don't have to be that way. Doesn't have to be that way.
Boy, that's really good. It's kind of countercultural.
It is. I was shocked when they continued with it. And even the villain is dealing with this unresolved anger. And so you kind of have this quote unquote... protagonist or this hero that really kind of mirrors the villain because they're both working out of the same pool of anger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to become difficult to tell them apart.
Well, I'll be darned.
Yeah. Not bad.
And that just a little bit relevant.
Yeah, I think it really is. I don't know if everyone will get that from it. It's really hard not to because they're really in your face with it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad because those stories, the superhero stories too, I would love them. I would love them if it weren't for the whiz, bang, pow, punch, zip,
well, you
zap.
Have to zip and zap and punch because it's a superhero.
I get it. Yeah. But I'd love the element of it where it can point out these sorts of stories. Mm-hmm. The story stuff is so good.
Yeah.
As I've been studying human behavior lately, just been doing a lot of reading and stuff about how we, and this is not just a Christian thing. It's social scientists, people that study us. And how we are always offering constantly post hoc justifications
mm-hmm.
for things we've already done, we wanted to believe, we already have. And anger is such a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, the justification is, well, okay, I'm a man. Well, that's mm-hmm. not good enough.
Right.
Okay, well, it helps me get good things done. That's not good enough either.
Mm-hmm. My dad, he has a problem
with
his
dad.
Yeah.
And then the people around me. But the other person, is you can't, there's about like 16 reasons. It's all enlisting our rationality, the power we have to reason. We just enlist it to defend what we want at an emotional level.
Mm-hmm.
And then we compliment ourselves for being rational animals. We're so reasonable. I just consider them, look at all these reasons. But all we do is enlist our brain to give us what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what we want is to think of ourselves as being really, really good people.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody points out that actually you're not, it is so rare when someone actually genuinely, openly, no buts or ifs,
mm-hmm.
repents.
Man,
it's so
rare.
Yeah. It's like a bolt from the blue. It's just so to go, you're right. I'm wrong.
Mm-mm.
I am wrong.
There is always a but.
But.
Or however, but you, which and then a teacher they, and used then to call the, a soft butt.
Or mistakes were made.
Right.
Or yeah, like, whoa, mistakes were made. What is passively? Or we'll even put, I remember talking to one, it was a guy taught in the psychiatry department at the University of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Really smart guy. And he was talking about how people would take behaviors. He would say, for example, mature subject ahead,
mm-hmm.
affairs.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, people would say, well, it was a mistake. It was a mistake. He's like, it's not a mistake.
Because it's intentional.
You planned that. You
right.
sent those flowers. You called the thing. You
yeah.
covered up with this. You picked out the outfit. You did this. You planned. You did, whoops. None of that's whoops.
Like it's happening to you.
Right.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's like slipping on a banana peel or something. Like, no, this, you did that. Well, that just wasn't me. That's the other apology to offer.
Mm-hmm. That's not who I am.
That's not who I am. You know, that just wasn't me. It was.
Right.
And that's why it's so sweet, even when somebody is like, that is who I am.
Mm.
And I don't want to be that way anymore. And I want to change. And I can't do it myself. See, that's why it's usually addicts that get there, but nobody else.
That's, I think, or I believe, to a person, that's who Jesus, when he interacted with people, that's what he wanted, was that. No, but nothing else. It's just
yes.
Zacchaeus. I was wrong. I will repay all these people. There's no but. You know, I was raised to be a tax collector. My family
right,
in a tax
like
collector.
Really,
I mean, what do you want me to do? Look
right.
how short I am.
Right.
My life is
compensating.
Jesus responded to people who didn't have a but
no.
or however.
No, they're just washing his feet with
yeah.
their hair.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And if they ever do, to go, well, these other people. Oh, my goodness.
He stops that quickly.
To point out, do not be the person who's like, those others. Whoa. Yeah, he just wants that full, clean, I'm the problem, or nothing. I mean, or we're kidding ourselves. Anyway, that sounds like a great, I'm glad they're taking that up. And,
oh, yeah, I've been very impressed with the way they've done it, and they haven't justified, because, you know, that's kind of our culture now, too, right?
Totally.
The anger is justified because it's you're looking for justice, you're looking for fairness, you're looking for all these things, and so therefore I can be angry, and angry pushes me to fight for something.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not letting him wiggle out of that. It's like, no, you're turning into someone else, and they're letting us watch that.
Here's to script writers who've actually thought about humans and stuff, because that... there's so much there.
Yeah.
They could do. I'm glad they did.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.